AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Garbage fallout. Donald Trump quick to jump on comments President Biden made last night reacting to a comedian's disparaging reference to Puerto Rico at a Trump rally. The former president telling supporters in North Carolina,
Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage. And they mean it.
Vice President Kamala Harris, also in North Carolina.
First of all, he clarified his comments, but let me be clear. I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
Margie Zaraletta has more.
Nicky Jam says in an Instagram video in Spanish he had endorsed Donald Trump at a rally in Las Vegas last month because he thought Trump was best for the economy. That was the rally where Trump appeared to mistake Jam for a woman and said, "Do you know Nicky? She's hot." Jam said he never thought a comedian would criticize his country, so Jam will renounce his support for Trump. Jam appeared to be referring to comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, who made a joke at Trump's rally in New York on Sunday about Puerto Rico being literally a floating island of garbage. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Investigators say the man suspected of setting fires in ballot drop boxes in Oregon and Washington is an experienced metal worker and may be planning additional attacks. And Lisa Dwyer reports abortion rights groups were outpacing their opponents in fundraising.
The cash advantage is showing up in ad spending. Data from the media tracking firm Ad Impact shows groups promoting ballot measures to add amendments to the constitutions in 9 states that would enshrine a right to abortion have spent more than 3 times as much as opponents. Abortion rights supporters have prevailed on all 7 ballot measures that have gone before voters since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. economy grew at a solid 2.8% annual pace last quarter. Stocks closed lower. This is AP News. World Series Game 5 getting underway after the Yankees' 11-4 victory over the Dodgers last night. Julie Walker has more.
Two Yankees fans ejected from Game 4 of the World Series after one wrestled a foul ball out of the glove of L.A. Dodgers right fielder Mookie Betts.
Betts has that ball in his glove, and this fan literally tries to take his glove off. Fries the ball out of there.
Fox announcer Joe Davis giving the play-by-play at Yankee Stadium Tuesday night. Betts leaped at the wall in foul territory and caught Gleyber Torres' pop-up, but a fan with a Yankees jersey grabbed Betts' glove and pulled the ball out. Another fan grabbed Betts' other hand. Betts taking it all in stride.
It doesn't matter. We lost. It's irrelevant. I'm fine. He's fine. Everything's cool.
Torres called out on fan interference. And those two fans banned from Game 5. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.